Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes turns 125 years old. I don't know if it's the oldest cereal out there. I mean, there might be another one. I don't know. You know what's funny? Actually, Corn Flakes, if I remember the story correctly, and it's possible I don't, it was originally designed as a, I want to say to help people like detox off drugs, which that may be right and may not be right. It wasn't made at the time. Cereal was not just something you just, you know, get up and have for breakfast or whatever. But I mean, it had some sort of it was supposed to have some sort of medicinal qualities to it. But anyway, it's 125 years old this year. And but I want to know, what is your favorite breakfast cereal? You got, is there one that you know, you go to? I know I tend to eat the same 3, 4, maybe 5 cereals all the time, and I really don't go much out of my comfort zone. It doesn't mean I don't necessarily like other cereals. It's just that when we're in the store, you know, I'll get the same, you know, it's Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran Crunch, what else? Occasionally Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, and it tends to be rotate right around those. But I will tell you though, I had one cereal. Should I even share this? They're nodding yes, I should. There is one cereal. It's Honey Bunches of Oats. And let me tell you, it's delicious. I love the taste of Honey Bunches of Oats. I can't eat it anymore because it happened not once, not twice, like 3 times. So it was too many times to be a coincidence. It just, it did something to me that, let me just say, after I had Honey Bunches of Oats, I was in our bathroom for a while. Well, I'm just telling, there's no delicate way to put that. So I don't know. I don't know if it's the something about it. It's the oats or the bunches. What are those bunches of? I don't know. But I know they did a number on me. That's all I can say. And so now I'm sorry. I can't eat Honey Bunches of Oats. I love them. I think they're great. But I found no other cereal that has had that awful effect on me. So, one time I was about to buy it, you know, and my wife said, no, you remember what it did to you last time? I go, I know, but I really liked them. She goes, if that happens to you again, I'm not gonna feel sorry for it. So I didn't buy it. I ended up not buying it. I gazed longingly at it on the shelf, but I didn't. What, TMI?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.